Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Science of Chaos, with a little audio boo about some stuff that went down over at work today. So, I work at a pretty small building, which is part real estate, like actual living spaces, and part offices. So, it's either professionals or wildly rich people that live in this building. So, I get into the elevator after work, and there's a woman in there with me. So, she could be one of the two I just mentioned, professional or very rich person. We get out of the elevator at the first floor, and we're heading down this little ramp kind of situation that leads out to the street. And I'm following her, because me being the gentleman I am, I let her go first. And I start getting this whiff, dude, like, horrible breath. I'm like, whoa, dude. Apparently rich people, I don't give a shit or what. And I have one headphone in my ear, as I typically do when I'm, in the street. And I start hearing noises. And the noises, you know, they're a little slower, but they start sounding like this. And I'm like, whoa, dude, this chick is nasty. What the hell? Is she clearing her throat? What is going on here? And she slowly makes her way outside, and the whole time the smell is getting worse. And then I make my way outside, and at this point I'm like, oh no, what, she got like a little pot-bellied pig or something? Nope, it's not pot-bellied at all. It's like knee height, and there's two of them. So there are two huge pigs just hanging out right outside my office building door. And there's a guy with them, and he's just standing there like, what? And I'm like, I just had no other way of asking him. Like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh yeah, these are my pet pigs. All right. And I figured he must live there, or he must know somebody that lives there, because he's standing right outside the building, right? So I'm like, how's that work? In an apartment. And he's like, oh, no, they live on a farm in Pennsylvania. And he's kind of got this matter-of-fact delivery, like, what? What is, there's something wrong here, or? And I'm like, oh, okay, what are you guys doing here? He's like, oh, you know, I own a liquor company, a whiskey company. And again, he just kind of stops right there as though, what more explanation do you need? I'm like, that's cool, what does that have to do with pigs? And he's like, oh, we're dressing him up for an event tonight. Huh. Now, I'm rushing out to go get a haircut, and I'm trying to make it before the place closes. And I have no audio of this actual event taking place because I left my backpack with all my gear in it. Now, I have to thank all of the Twitter audiophiles. You know, Patrick and Nick and Andre Louis and all of you guys, because I completely failed to realize that I have a perfectly good working iPhone on my hip that I could have used to photograph slash record this entire situation, but you have effectively made me believe that it is an inferior recording device, and I'm like, no, that's not an option. I didn't even think of it until I was walking down the street. Anyways, at that point, this woman walks up with some sort of bundle of what I assumed were pig clothes, and I knew that if I didn't walk away right then, I wouldn't get a haircut because I'd be busy watching this with complete shock and awe. So I just said I really wish I didn't have anything to do because this seems like it's going to be fascinating. And I'm pretty sure that it was because as I was leaving and as they were trying to dress the pigs, this turned into this. Yeah, they were getting kind of upset. So, I can only assume that was, at the very least, wildly entertaining. So that's my little adventure after work today. Thanks for checking this out.